This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Hardly a day has passed in the last week without a drug company, foundation, or international group saying they are willing to reduce the prices of AIDS drugs for developing countries. Even with the discounts and the giveaways, health officials in developing countries often say that it is not clear to them what is actually being offered or how it will benefit them. NPR's Brenda Wilson is at the International AIDS Conference in Durban, where these offers have been the main topic of conversation.
Just today, Merck and the Gates Foundation announced they would provide $100 million for drugs and financial assistance to Botswana to treat AIDS-related infections in people with HIV. The Gates Foundation also funds coverage of health issues by NPR. Abbott Laboratories is also reportedly considering a similar package for Tanzania and Burkina Faso. Last week, a German drug maker said they would give the anti-AIDS drug nevirapine to any developing country that wants to use it to prevent mother-to-child transmission of HIV. Many countries say they have yet to benefit from these deals. Among them is South Africa. Helen Rees, the head of South Africa's Medicine Control Council, says that everything began to change when President Thabo Mbeki defied the pharmaceutical industry by insisting on the country's right to manufacture or buy AIDS drugs more cheaply from third parties.
Many developing countries are really, really being denied access to drugs because of the cost of medicines. And the pharmaceutical industry have really, in some ways, gone unchallenged on this for many years. I think this is a very healthy challenge. I think it's a public health imperative for the majority of people in this world who do live in poor countries to be able to access medicines. And I think that the fact that the HIV/AIDS has brought this into the open is only to the good.
2 months ago, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, and five pharmaceutical companies said that before they could make drugs available at reduced prices, a country would have to meet certain requirements. It would have to demonstrate it was committed to building an infrastructure that could deliver the medicine and keep track of it to ensure that drugs don't end up in the wrong hands. And they'd have to ensure that patients take the drugs properly so that resistant strains of the virus would not emerge. The one thing that is clear to the Minister of Health for the province of KwaZulu-Natal, Zweli Mkhize, is that there are a lot more costs involved than the price of the drug.
It has been estimated, right, that even if you were to reduce the cost of drugs to something like 10%, firstly, that 10% is unaffordable to South Africa. If you were to buy those antiretrovirals, you would buy them without buying any other medication, and that we can't afford. Secondly, you need to invest in, an estimation has been made of a figure of about 15 billion rand within now and the next 10 years to actually make sure that we can build our infrastructure.
Infrastructure as in the cost to test people to determine whether they are HIV positive, the cost to train counselors and support staff in clinics and hospitals, the cost of substitutes for breast milk and mothers who are HIV positive, none of which are included in the reduced price. Companies say they have tried to negotiate discounts, but Peter Moore, the medical director for the sub-Saharan division of GlaxoWelcome, says the company found itself at loggerheads with South Africa for years over an offer that would have cut the cost of AZT to as much as 75%, or about $50.
And it's very difficult for us to negotiate with a party in a vacuum. The only way that we hear that the South African government is unhappy about these prices is from what we read in the media. We certainly believe that that's not the way forward. The way forward is with a partnership, it's with collaboration, when each of the parties trust each other, and you bring all the relevant role players to the party.
South Africa has decided that it can't afford AZT and is inclined to go with nevirapine, which is now being offered for free by Boehringer Ingelheim. Preliminary studies show that a single dose of nevirapine may be more effective than a single dose of AZT in protecting newborns during labor from their mother's infection. But the World Health Organization is recommending that countries move slowly. The data are still out on the mortality rate of mothers who have used the drug and on the potential of the virus to develop resistance. Paulo Roberto Teixeira is the director of AIDS programs for Brazil, a country with far fewer people infected with HIV than South Africa. The government provides antiretroviral drugs for anybody who needs and wants them at a cost to the government of about $440 million. But Teixeira says they save on hospitalization costs and the infrastructure doesn't have to be that sophisticated.
It means we have very developed centers and very, very poor areas, rural areas and things like that. But I think with the based on the Brazilian experience that, yes, it's possible to present the treatment if we organize a structure that is not so complex. It's a little bit expensive, but it's not so complex, and I am sure that South Africa, for example, has the capacity.
There is a long and bitter history between the government of South Africa and the pharmaceutical industry, which was once aligned with the apartheid government. The price of drugs in the country was based on what affluent whites could afford to pay. The majority of the population simply had to do without. But recent developments suggest there's been a shift in what the industry will charge poor countries to pay for drugs. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Durban, South Africa.